welcome everyone to Christian Historical Fiction Talk. I'm your host, author Liz Tolsma, and I'm so glad that you decided to join me for today's episode. Before we get into the heart of the matter, let me just remind you of a few things. First of all, if you haven't subscribed, please do so on your favorite podcasting platform. That way you won't miss out on any upcoming episodes. Also, you can find the show notes with links to some of the books that we're going to be talking about today in two different places. You can find them on christianhistoricalfiction.buzzsprout.com, or you can go over to my website, which is liztolsma.com, and you can also find the show notes there. I'd also love it if you would follow Christian Historical Fiction Talk on social media, because we have lots of interesting discussions over there, and you may even get some input into upcoming episodes, like the listeners have had some input into this one. So be sure to follow Christian Historical Fiction Talk over on social media. You'll also be informed of when new episodes release, so you won't miss a thing that way either. Okay, that takes care of it. So we are ready to dive into our topic for today. We've had a lot of great guests, and we have a lot of great guests coming up, but we're going to take a little bit of a break today and look at a topic. I like to do this from time to time. It's fun to look at different trends within Christian historical fiction, and this one is a huge one that has exploded over the last year or two. And that is time slip or split fiction or time split. They're all the same thing. It's the same term for the same thing. And so throughout the episode, I will be using the terms interchangeably. Forgive me, I don't mean to confuse you. It's just that they're all the same thing. And sometimes one will come out of my mouth and sometimes the other will. Basically, what it is a book that has two different storylines that take place at two different times. And those storylines, in an ideal world, should converge and mesh together and all make sense together. That's the ideal. That's what time slip is really all about, and what good time slip should be all about. Like I said, I went on to social media and I asked the listeners what it was that they liked about time slip, what it was that they didn't like about time slip, and who some of their favorite time slip authors were. Let's take a little bit of a look at what they had to say. I will have some comments as to what they said. I'll interject my own thoughts into this, and we'll talk about some of these books. It's really an interesting topic, because I read my first time slip about 4, 5, 6 years ago, somewhere in that time frame, I would say. And I thought the author did a really good job with it. At first, I was thrown for a loop a little bit because I had never heard of it. I had never read a book that had done anything like that. I thought it was really unique. And once I got into it and realized what was going on and how the stories were going to come together, I just thought it was so cool. I thought the author did a great job, and we're going to actually talk about that author in just a minute. But it was so interesting the way that it all came together, and I absolutely loved it and did fall in love with the genre at that point. It really wasn't until about a year or two ago that time slip burst onto the scene with a vengeance, and it is all over the place right now. I had intended in staying strictly with historical fiction when I started this podcast in about July of last year, but I quickly realized that we would be missing out on an awful lot of very good historical authors if we didn't also include time slip in there. So while not strictly 100% historical, I think there's so much good in the historical part of it that I have included them on this podcast. And we have talked to some time slip authors right here on the podcast as well. And I'll explain a little bit more as we go along about why I did that. So let's talk about some of the positives that the listeners had to say about why they really like Time Slip. And the overwhelming consensus is that readers enjoy Time Slip because of how history is connected to the present day, how history can influence the present day, and how it can affect what is happening to the present day characters. Now, let me back up here just a minute and talking about that, because the people who mentioned that they liked Time Slip for that reason, I think are talking about what is pure Time Slip. There are plenty of books that are written in different time periods. And I think that some authors do it in order to be able to have an epic story that way. So they will jump time periods. I don't know if that's technically Time Slip or split fiction. I suppose it is in a way because it does have more than one time period. But to me, the purest form of Time Slip is when there is a historical time period and a contemporary time period. I feel there really needs to be that contemporary time period because, as these listeners mentioned, history is influencing and is directing and affecting the present day. And isn't that really the way that it is for us? I was talking to somebody the other day, and they have a pot from their great-great-grandfather, a great big cast iron pot. And she says every time she uses it, she can't help but think how many chili dinners were cooked over an open fire in this pot. And the past then is affecting the present. She is thinking about that, and I'm sure there has to be a story in there somewhere. I would love to dig into it or have her dig into it and write that story someday. Usually it does center around an object. So there is some kind of object or something that the contemporary character will find or will be a part of, and they'll do some digging and some sleuthing to figure out what happened in the past and why am I seeing this now? Why is this happening now? And I think that adds a bit of an air of mystery to it as well, which is always fun to figure out how these puzzle pieces are going to come together. And that is absolutely crucial in Time Slip, that those pieces come together. If you just have a historical timeline and a contemporary timeline, and they have very little to do with each other, then I think it's not very well done. As one of the listeners pointed out, Time Slip, it either works or it's a total bust. I think those are the two options. It either works because the author is able to seamlessly weave those two storylines and those two timelines together into a cohesive whole that makes sense, that works together, that you can see the connection between. Everything's all plugged in nice and tightly so that it all flows together. Or it's a bust. And I have read somewhere, I have been quite disappointed by the end because the two timelines seem to have very little to do with each other. Perhaps it's the story of somebody's ancestor, but it really doesn't influence them very much today at all. There might not be this object. There might not be this mystery that they are trying to figure out as they go along. So I think in those cases, it doesn't work. I'll talk about that a little bit more when we get to the negatives. But I agree with the listener who said it either totally works or it's a total bust. It's hard to write. It is not easy to write. As an author, you need to be very organized. You need to have every little detail flow together and fit and mesh. You can't mess up one thing in the historical and have it work in the contemporary. They have to come together in the end, and that can be quite tricky to do. There are, however, a lot of Christian fiction authors who do this extraordinarily well, and I have read over the past few years some very, very good authors. And we will talk about them in a minute as well. Now, what are some things that the listeners did not care for so much about time slips? One listener said sometimes they enjoy one of the time periods more than the other time period, and they wish that it wouldn't flip back and forth. And I have found that to be very true. Sometimes you're reading along and you're like really engrossed either in the historical part or in the contemporary part, and all of a sudden it'll flip and it's like, wait a minute, I want to find out what was happening in that other time period. I really am not ready to leave it. It can be a little bit jarring when you are in that dream world and you're either in the present day or you're in the historical time, and all of a sudden you're jolted out of that. It can pull you out of the story a little bit. And so I think authors do need to be very careful about how they make that transition between the historical to the contemporary and then back again, so that they don't jar the reader too much. And they have to make sure that both time periods are equally engaging, so that when you leave one time period and go to the other one, you aren't saying, oh man, I don't want to leave the time period I was in. You want to say, oh, now I get to find out what happened when we left off with this time period. That's what makes it really good. So I think that's an excellent point. Somebody also said that more than two time periods can become unnecessarily complicated. And I would have to agree that there are some authors who can write three or four different time periods in a single book and do it well and do it successfully. But I personally agree with this listener, and I like it kept to two. It's just that much less complicated. It's that much easier to follow along, and then I'm not trying to remember all these different storylines and trying to juggle it all, and I'm not getting pulled out of the story quite as much as if there were only two of them. Like I said, there have been some that have done it successfully. Christy Cambrin is one. I know that she has done three different time periods and has done them very, very well. She knows how to make that flow and how to make it all come together in the end. And there are others that I have read who have not been quite as successful as she has been at that. So I would have to completely agree that sometimes it can get to be a little bit overwhelming for the reader. And that can be one drawback of split fiction. And then somebody else also mentioned that everyone is starting to do time slip, and it's starting to lose some of its appeal. And so this listener will read several time slip, and then she'll have to pick up a straight historical sort of as a palate cleanser before she can jump back into another time slip. She probably has some valid arguments there, because they are so hot and so popular right now that everybody is doing them. Somebody else called this a bandwagon, and it could very well be that is what this is. From an author's perspective, of course, we want to write what the market is buying and what is hot in the market and what is resonating with readers. And right now that seems to be time slip. It is what is selling. Publishers would not be publishing them if those books weren't selling. So while I feel that the market is probably getting close to a saturation point, I also feel that publishers are going to continue to go down this lane as long as readers keep buying these books. Now, of course, there are always peaks and valleys. There are ups and downs in the fiction market, whether it be the Christian market or the secular market. There are always swings of the pendulum. So sometimes contemporary will be very hot and you couldn't sell a historical to save your life. And then the pendulum will swing back and contemporary will be as cold as ice and you could write anything historical and it would sell. I think the pendulum has sort of come to rest right now in the middle. So these books are meant to appeal to a wider audience because contemporary readers will like these books for their contemporary storylines, and historical readers will like them for their historical storylines. So I think that pendulum has sort of come to rest in the middle. At some point, it's very likely that we'll swing back one way or the other. We'll have to see which way the market goes. As I said, it's very often dictated by you, the readers, and what you're buying. So it will be interesting to see if Time Slip will be able to hold on to its popular appeal in the next year, two, three, four, or five, and where the market's going to be at that point. So stay tuned for that, and we'll see what happens in the next few years. Let's move on to some of the listeners' favorite Time Slip novels. I'm not going to go into all of them in a great deal of detail, but we'll mention some of them, talk a little bit about some of them, and why they might be people's favorites. First is Melanie Dobson. Somebody mentioned that several of her novels are Time Slip, and she is one of them who does them very, very, very well. The one that sticks out in my mind that I read the most recently is Memories of Glass, and that was just beautiful. You didn't find out till the very end how those two storylines were going to converge, but the way that she brought them together was absolutely spectacular. And you're going, oh, now I see it. I get it now. So she does Time Slip very well. A lot of her historical storylines are World War II. And maybe that's another reason why I love Melanie so much. And I know she has a new book coming up. And that is The Curator's Daughter, which is releasing in March. A young girl kidnapped on the eve of World War II changes the lives of a German archaeologist forced into the Nazi Party, and decades later, a researcher trying to overcome her own trauma. So that sounds really good. Again, how these two storylines come together can make it so beautiful, and I think Melanie is a master at that. I'm definitely looking forward to The Curator's Daughter. Somebody else mentioned Fragments of Light by Michelle Phoenix. That I picked as one of my top reads of 2020, if you remember. It was so well done. And talk about somebody who knows how to weave together two storylines. Michelle is it. That was also a World War II storyline in the past and then a storyline in the contemporary. And I'm more of a historical fan, obviously, but I have to say I really loved the contemporary storyline in that equally as much as the historical one. And how it all came together in the end was just beautiful. That was a fabulous book, and I absolutely adored Fragments of Light by Michelle Phoenix. Like I said, we've talked about it before, so I'm not going to say too much more about that. Somebody mentioned Jamie Jo Wright, and she was our very first guest here on Christian Historical Fiction Talk. And she is terrific at the dual storylines, or the dual time. It's sometimes also called dual time. She is a romantic suspense author, and somehow she is able to make both the historical very suspenseful and the contemporary very suspenseful. And they mesh together so beautifully. Her Haunting at Bonaventure Circus had to be one of my favorites of hers, and she's written quite a few. She has more coming up. We're anxiously awaiting for the new release from her. But she is also a master of these two different time periods. And she jumps all around with these two different time periods. I believe her new one, the historical part, is set in the waters of Lake Superior. So that should be very interesting. It's a different setting for her. She usually sticks to Wisconsin. And while it's close to Wisconsin, it's not in Wisconsin this time. So it should be really good. Again, a different time period. She's done the historical being immediately after World War II. She's done the 1800s. So she moves around quite a bit in the historical time periods, and she does them all so very well. And how they come together is always amazing. And she always gets me, because I never get the culprit figured out right. She always throws me for a loop. So I'm going to be looking forward to hers and trying to figure out who the culprit is in the next one. I mentioned Christy Cambron. She has her new one, The Paris Dressmaker, that is about to release in just a couple of days by the time this recording goes live. It will be out. You can go back and listen to my conversation with Christy. I did it a couple of episodes ago. We chatted. It's going to be terrific. I can't wait for this. It sounds absolutely incredible. It's another World War II is the historical part. I'm sure she's going to just knock it out of the park again, like she always does. She has always done Time Slip. That's all she's ever written. She did a series of two that were World War II, and then she moved into some other different time periods and has come back to World War II. If you also have not picked up The Illusionist's Apprentice, I would highly recommend that one. I think that is one of my favorite Christy Cambrin books of all time. Now, Barbara Publishing is getting known for their different series that are written by different authors, but all sort of have the same theme. They're just finishing up their True Colors crime series, and that was a lot of fun to read. So many good authors in that one, and so many good books came out of that. And they have now started their new series, Doors to the Past. And this is one of the first times that Barbara is venturing both feet into Time Slip. Each of these books for Barbara Publishing is based around some type of American landmark. I know one of the authors is doing Mackinac Island, which should be really fascinating. That's a beautiful place. The Grand Hotel is there, very iconic, and I can't wait to see what she does with that. So there's something in the past and then a contemporary storyline. They've announced just a few titles now. There are a few more that are going to be coming up. So keep watching for Barbara's Doors to the Past. Even the title of the series gives away that these are all going to be Time Slip. And I'm really looking forward to what they are going to be putting out for Time Slip. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. I did read the very first one called A Lady in Residence by Allison Pittman. I hope to be able to get her onto the podcast at some point to talk about her book because it was very well done. That was another Time Slip that just worked for me. It worked really well. I was especially engaged in the historical part of that story and loved it. The first Time Slip that I read, I mentioned earlier that I would be talking about it, and that was by Becky Melby. Now, you're going to have to forgive me because I cannot remember the titles of the books. I believe it was called the Lost Sanctuary series. There were three books. And they were historical homes that people bought and were renovating, and then they found out something about the past of these homes, and it affected the present-day characters who were renovating these homes. I just thought, wow, this is such a unique idea. How very cool is that? Not realizing that this was going to be a trend in a few years in Christian historical fiction or in Christian fiction in general, and it would get to be so very hot. I think Becky Melby was really a trailblazer. Now, the Lost Sanctuary series is out of print right now, but I have it on good authority that she is going to be re-releasing them, and she has some other Time Slip. So if you're looking for another very good Time Slip author, definitely check out Becky Melby. She sold me on how good Time Slip could be if it was done properly, and she does it properly. So check out her Time Slip and watch for the Lost Sanctuary series that will be re-released very soon. Getting down to the last couple that people mentioned, and these are two books that people raved about. I haven't honestly gotten a chance to read either one of them, but I'm going to. One of them we have talked about already, and that is The Edge of Belonging by Amanda Cox. So I'm not going to go into a lot of detail again about that book. If you would like more details about that, go back and check out my episode on anticipated reads of 2021, what you're most looking forward to reading in 2021. This one made that cut. The Edge of Belonging by Amanda Cox. And finally, we have A Fall of Marigolds by Susan Meisner. This one, a couple of people said, not only was it their favorite Time Slip novel, but it was their favorite book, period. They loved this book. A Beautiful Scarf connects two women touched by tragedy in this compelling emotional novel. September 1911. On Ellis Island in New York Harbor, nurse Clara Wood cannot face returning to Manhattan, where the man she loved fell to his death in the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire. Then, while caring for a fevered immigrant whose own loss mirrors hers, she becomes intrigued by a name embroidered onto the scarf he carries and finds herself caught in a dilemma that compels her to confront the truth about the assumptions she's made. What she learns could devastate her or free her. September 2011. On Manhattan's Upper West Side, widow Taryn Michaels has convinced herself that she is living fully, working in a charming specialty fabric shop, and raising her daughter alone. Then a long-lost photograph appears in a national magazine, and she is forced to relive the terrible day her husband died in the collapse of the World Trade Towers. The same day, a stranger reached out and saved her. But a chance reconnection and a century-old scarf may open Taryn's eyes to the larger forces at work in her life. I think I can see why people have called this their favorite book of all time. That sounds absolutely spectacular. And that is really true time slip. There's an object that is important both in the past timeline and in the present timeline. And that object affects both the present and the past. So it comes together and makes for a beautiful, beautiful story. So if you're looking for a very well done time slip novel and one that my listeners highly recommend, then A Fall of Marigolds would be it. And it's one I'm going to be checking out. Well, I hope that this episode has been helpful to you in learning a little bit more about time slip and split fiction. If you are interested in this and really like this, in addition to following Christian Historical Fiction Talk on social media, be sure to check out the Facebook group, A Split in Time. They have a lot of good discussion over there about split fiction books, and I'm sure they would love to have you be part of their group. As I said before, if you want to find out more information about some of these books that we've talked about and some links to buy these books, you can find that both at christianhistoricalfiction.buzzsprout.com and on my website, which is liztolsma.com. On my website, you can also find out some information about some of my upcoming books, which I'm very excited to share with you. Please be sure to join us next time. We are going to be welcoming author Jocelyn Green to the show. I'm so excited that we were able to get her on. She agreed to come on at the very last minute and fill a hole for me. So she's gracious enough to do this. And we're going to be talking about her new release, Shadows of the White City. It's set in Chicago at the time of the World's Fair in the late 1800s. And that was a very interesting period in Chicago's history. It sounds like a wonderful book. It's a follow-up to her book, Veiled in Smoke, which released last year and was fabulous. I absolutely loved Veiled in Smoke. I'm looking forward to Shadows of the White City. So please join me next time when we chat with author Jocelyn Green. Thank you so much, and we will see you later.